Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Many mortgage holders have been grappling for a while now with the question of whether they should switch from their tracker mortgage to a fixed rate. Tracker mortgages were once very highly sought after in the Irish market, but how times have changed, especially since the European Central Bank is about to raise its rates for the fifth time this week, a move that will cost some customers thousands of euro in extra payments. And it's back to that question again. Is it the right time now to switch to a fixed rate mortgage? Dara Cassidy, Head of Communications at bonkers.ie, is on the line, hopefully to answer the question. Before we come to that though, Dara, the ECB will be raising their rates this week, and will there be further increases on the way then?
Unfortunately, yes, I'd say so. At the moment, the rate is 2.5%. It's risen dramatically since last July when it was only 0%. So we've seen a really, really rapid tightening. But it's almost a guarantee that the main lending rate is going to go up to 3% on Thursday when the ECB next meets. And when they meet again in around another 6 weeks' time in March, they'll probably increase rates again by another half percentage point to 3.5%. And they may not even stop there, although there is a lot of uncertainty as to how high they'll raise rates afterwards. But it almost looks certain, Claire, that we'll see rates go to 3% on Thursday and 3.5% in March. Mm-hmm. So it's a big, big turnaround in a short space of time.
And some have speculated that the top of it could be 4.5%.
It could. I mean, it depends on how inflation holds. And it is actually quite a... there's a lot of economists and business leaders are debating as to whether or not it is the right strategy to keep on increasing interest rates at such a high level, especially when the main reason for inflation, the record inflation that we've seen, are energy prices, over which monetary policy has very, very little control. It's likely inflation is going to fall quite rapidly over the next few months, but is it going to fall to 2%, which is the ECB target? That's the big question. And a lot of some of the council members on the ECB are saying that they are going to continue to tighten quite aggressively until they get down to 2%. And if that is the case, and if we are to believe them, yes, we could see rates eventually go up to maybe 4 or 5%.
All right.
But it's a lot of uncertainty past March.
Yeah, well, what is certain is that tracker mortgage holders are really feeling this now. I mean, some people might have been able to absorb the first rate and the second one, but it's really starting to bite. What does it look like in terms of cold hard cash, Dara?
Well, at the moment, let's take a look at, say, Thursday. So on Thursday, rates are going to go up to 3%. Now, most tracker customers are probably paying a margin of around maybe 1 to 1.1 or 1.2%. That's the average. So that means on Thursday, they're going to start paying around maybe 4.1 to 4.2%. So when you take into account then all those increases, that 3% increase, if you had 150,000 euro remaining on your tracker, Claire, over maybe 10 or 15 years, you're looking at paying maybe around 230, 240 euro more each month when all the increases are taken into account. And then, of course, there's March's increase, which is almost guaranteed as well, that you're going to also have to factor in. So it's a big, big sum of money. It's almost like another energy bill landing on top of people. So it has hit tracker customers hard. However, and I'm sure there'll be lots of listeners who will be saying to themselves, you know what, tracker customers have had it pretty good over the past few years. So we do need to put that into context as well. They had several years where they had record low interest rates, maybe, you know, only 1% that they were paying, whereas everyone else was being forced to pay 3 or 4%. But that's probably not going to make things any easier, though, or better for tracker customers themselves.
And what you've just said demonstrates how this impacts inflation, because, of course, you've got less money to spend on goods and services in your life. And therefore, perhaps, then the ECB's hope is that prices start to fall as a result.
Yes, that is the ultimate aim of this, but it has proven slightly controversial because, firstly, a lot of the increase in inflation was down to, in Ireland, it was Brexit, it was COVID, supply chain bottlenecks, and then more recently, the energy crisis, which was mainly as a result of the war in Ukraine. Monetary policy can't really affect any of that, so it has proven quite controversial, particularly in Europe. In the US, there's kind of a feeling that there is a little bit too much demand in the economy and that it needs to be squeezed, and that's why they've increased interest rates. Maybe not so much here, but rightly or wrongly, the ECB has taken the decision to increase rates quite aggressively and guaranteed to go up to 3.5%, I think, in March. We don't know really from where it's going to go. But hopefully a positive of this, if you could say so, is that it will bring inflation down to a more normal level.
All right. Now, let's talk about this question that everyone, as I said, grapples with all of the time. And as the interest rates continue to increase, those who've been holding out and sticking to their tracker mortgage are bound to be asking themselves, should I fix?
So the first thing is that it does depend. I can't give a one-size-fits-all answer. It's really important to get good financial advice, Claire. It's kind of funny. We're back where we were in around 2007 and 2008, which actually kicked off the tracker scandal. So back then, the exact same thing was happening as is happening now. The ECB was increasing interest rates aggressively. Some tracker customers panicked. They got off their trackers, they went on to fixed rates, and then they realised that they couldn't get back onto the tracker. We know what happened then. This time, though, the banks are going to have their I's dotted and their T's crossed. If you leave your tracker, you are not going to be able to go back on it. In general, as a very, very general rule, if you're paying a margin of under 1%, you're probably better to stick with the tracker. Some trackers in 2006 and 2007 had margins of maybe only a half or 0.6%, which is insanely good value. We don't get that now, unfortunately. If, though, you're paying a margin above 1%, it gets a bit more tricky. And in some of those cases, it might be better to actually leave the tracker and go on to a fixed rate. But you do need to get the calculator right, do the sums, and sit down with a good financial advisor. Just maybe quickly, so if we say rates, Claire, are going to go to 3.5% in March, that means most tracker customers are going to be paying maybe 4.6% to 4.7% once the margin is added on. At the moment, you can still get rates of around 3% fixed rates. The permanent TSB has a four-year rate of 3.15%. Now, you do need a good bit of equity for that. AIB has a five-year fixed rate of 3.35%. So that's what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm. But, quite a substantial difference in your monthly repayments. If you have longer to run left on your mortgage, is it riskier to move to a fixed rate?
In some cases, it might be, because if you only had maybe 3 or 4 years to run on your mortgage, or maybe 5 years, you could just lock into a five-year fixed rate of maybe 3.35%, let's say, with AIB, and you know what you're going to be paying. When you get into longer-term rates, and you're looking at the longer-term, you know, rates may fall back. We don't know. It looks like rates are going to increase quite significantly from the ECB, as we've said, over the coming weeks, the coming months. But in maybe 2, 3, 4 years' time, the ECB could start reducing rates quite aggressively, particularly if inflation plummets. And in that case, of course, you could have lost your tracker and you could have locked into a longer-term fixed rate that is no longer better value.
Mm-hmm. And there's no way back for you.
Yes, yeah, no, and there'll be no way back. This is why it's so important to sit down and get good quality financial advice. I would say as well, though, Claire, that sometimes just the peace of mind and predictability, the benefit or the value that you yourself put on that is important. Because I know some people might say, do you know what? I'm happy to maybe stick with my tracker because I can deal with the uncertainty and they know they've gotten a good deal. But you chat to other people and it gives them anxiety, wondering where interest rates are going to be. And for some people, they might say, actually, do you know what? Even if maybe in the longer term, it mightn't work out. I just want peace of mind and certainty now. So that's something that you also need to weigh up as well.
A good night's sleep. Charlie Weston in The Independent today said that for people who are considering fixing, that some of the best rates available out there, that they're going to run out very soon. AIB, yes. And Ulster Bank offer. And I'm not sure if you can get the Ulster Bank offer because of the situation with them leaving. But those rates, he's saying, they'll be gone in weeks.
Yes. I mean, since July, the ECB has hiked rates by 2.5 percentage points. It's going to go up to 3% on Thursday. AIB has only hiked rates by 1 percentage point so far. So has Permanent ECB, and actually so has Bank of Ireland. They've all kind of followed each other quite closely in some ways. So in other words, the banks have only passed on really a third of the ECB hike. And I don't think they're going to be that generous for much longer. They've been slow in passing on rates. They kind of could because they've so much money on deposit. And as a result of that, Ireland has gone from having had among the most expensive mortgage rates to actually the third cheapest, according to the central bank, which I don't think was a situation anyone thought they'd see at the start of the year. But that bank generosity, if you could call it that, isn't going to last much longer. And I'd expect all the main lenders to hike their rates by a large amount over the next few months, both okay. in response to the ECB and also because they're playing catch up. And just, I think variable rate customers are probably going to be hit as well over the coming weeks because they've been spared so far.
All right. And I think what Charlie's talking about when it comes to Ulster, if you have an Ulster Bank tracker mortgage, you're going to be moved to AIB, and there's limited time, of course, to get the fixed rate at the lower rate if that's what's happening to your mortgage.
Yeah. I mean, I think Ulster Bank is still offering some of its customers a rate of maybe 2.95%, which is insanely good value. Ulster Bank, like KBC, offers some of the lowest rates. Well, it's a real shame that both those banks are leaving. But certainly, if you are an Ulster Bank customer, check in, because that's another thing. You don't always have to switch bank in order to get a good rate. I would say to listeners as well, just check in with your existing lender if you want to and see what rates are available to you, because obviously switching, it's a little bit time consuming. You need to get a solicitor involved. Sometimes it is just quicker and easier to actually switch lender or switch rate with your existing lender.
Dara, solid advice. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's Dara from Cassidy from bonkers.ie. Now, dire warning for the UK economy. Why are some there still reluctant to blame the B word? That's after this.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.